Usually, a university president has to be on the job before getting to be described as embattled. But for Daniel Golden, the former administrator of NASA, the battle began before the job did. Mr. Golden was hired by Boston University to succeed John Silber as president. He's supposed to start work next week, but there is a trustees meeting coming up at which he may well be fired. Reporter Marcella Bombardieri has written about this in the Boston Globe and joins us by phone. How did Daniel Golden go from being president-designate of BU to being one meeting away from the doghouse?
Well, it seems that many of the trustees have changed their minds. They feel like he's behaved badly in the time between when they offered him the job and his start date, which is supposed to be Saturday. They think that he's been disrespectful of the longtime dominant leader of BU, John Silber, who was behind Golden's choice, but they don't like the way he's treated Dr. Silber, and they feel like he's just said some really strange things, and they think they were wrong to pick him.
Do we know what it was that Mr. Golden supposedly said that so offended so many trustees?
Some of the examples are that he insisted vehemently that that John Silber had to resign from any and all roles he had in the university, resign as chancellor, resign from the board of trustees, resign from the board's executive committee, and Silber had apparently agreed to do all those things, but may have backtracked somewhat and decided to stay on the board and on the executive committee, and apparently Golden was very upset about this. Silber has really run the university for 3 decades, and Golden made a point of saying, I take responsibility for what I do. There can only be one president, and also gave the impression that he was going to be firing many of Silber's people throughout the university, and just seemed like he wanted to dominate the board and really upset some of the trustees.
Now, Mr. Golden wrote a memo to the trustees.
He did,
that the
yes.
Globe has a copy of, I gather. It's essentially, what does it say?
It says that he still wants to be president of Boston University. It says that he is consulting with his lawyers, and it goes on to talk about some of the things that he's done to get ready for the job that are irreversible, like selling his house, and talks about some of the work he's already done. And he also says that he's amazed by the questions about his temperament, that he worked with 3 presidents and 5 sessions of Congress as head of NASA, and that he managed to do the job through all that, and that he regrets some of what might have happened. He apologizes to people who may have been offended, but says, I still want to do the job. And of course, you know, there's going to be money issues and contractual issues here, and that this would probably be relevant in that.
This is quite a contract that Daniel Golden has with BU.
It is quite a contract. He's supposed to be paid $750,000 a year, plus $150,000 a year in deferred compensation, and he also has presidential house and a car and driver.
To say that John Silber is a strong character, powerfully identified with Boston University, it's a little like saying Harvard's supposed to be a good school, too.
Exactly.
Is the point here that whoever is going to become president of BU had better learn to defer to John Silber?
That is really the question. I mean, a lot of people, when this presidential search was going on, were saying, who is going to want to take this job? Because John Silber is so dominant, and at 77, he's very involved, and he won't want to leave. So that was seen as a problem for the search. But he did say, I'm leaving, I'm getting out of this, I'm retiring, my time is done. So the question is, who's going to want to do this? And is it going to be, you know, someone who's too beholden to Silber to really move the university forward in his or her own direction.
Well, thanks for talking with us about your story.
Thank you so much.
It's reporter Marcella Bombardieri of the Boston Globe.